minutes from the last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on roles for each of you. However, there are some changes that I've got from online that are a bit, what I didn't actually realise was that the this is for a specific purpose.
Okay.
So they're all in one idea because I've been wrong. And they require that the, I'll get to that, let's see, point number four, and we'll get what we've got, and then we can see what we can do that through. So, presentations, anybody got?
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to go? Okay. Stuff. I need to plug you in.
It's an inspired design.
Was function F8.
Me again, Raj is a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out.
So that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
If you just put that, I'll go ahead.
Actually, sorry, I have to see the other sort of yes, I have to look out the market potential for this product, like consumer likings and everything. What is the potential for this product, and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then,
press it 5%.
Then the methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they not prefer, what problems they do encounter in all these type of things. And what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this factor also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for these good-looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available, even if the market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at €25, which may seem quite high. But if our looks, if the remote control we design have a good, better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then, and the second thing, some companies, they think that they should have more and more functions of the users in their remote controls. But rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumers want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons, making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. Because I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers, they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of thing. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but even increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. It was function. I want to go.
Oh, you want to go back just to see.
Then, if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents. You can see.
I was just going to say, what was the question for this, or are you coming up to that?
To look at the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there, so as to enhance our profit, enhance our sales.
So these percentages are...
Yeah, these are different age group persons, like... sorry, I can open it to you. Yes. If we look at the costs, whether the consumers, they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in a remote control or not, we can find that the up to a 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in a remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this particular age group from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group, so we
well,
should look.
Look at who buys it as well.
Yeah, we can look at this that factor also. So yes.
Much of 25 to 35 is the usual. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So and. Yes, it is. If we look at this data, what are the problems consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers, they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also a very major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential by me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. follow on with health?
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
There's a cable from the room. If I just kicked it over a little bit.
Oh, you still have underneath
this one.
Okay.
I can
yeah,
tell my computer
quick for
okay.
You got me to
And
then what do I press FA? FA. Function.
Okay, cool.
Outcome.
Oh.
Function.
Yeah.
No
signal.
Computer
adjusted. Okay. Okay, and then how do I press the big one to get it onto the
F5.
F5 and I press that again to get it off as well.
Escape. F5 and escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface designer, user interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the apparatus should have on the user, and I want to point out our motto, put the fashion in electronics. So obviously, we as a company, we want to make our products trendy and fashionable. It's a big concern of ours. Okay. And how do I press just the next button? The
just
arrow?
The left there.
Okay. So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. And the findings, well, the basic, that was basic function, send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here of some leading ones. I don't know how to get to them. Do I press F5, is it?
If you escape, then you can see your bar.
Oh, okay, cool. I've got my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. I mean, this one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do, and they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of the silver stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. That's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important. I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery.
Organic,
yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in the design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or a big 7-inch big screen anyway. So so handheld and portable, and
right.
I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that, so
and
maybe we go like that.
Also, the company want to keep it something TV for.
So the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark, which it does already exist, but it's not very widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or rechargeable station, because it's a pain when you run out of batteries. And I think that's it.
So, I noticed we're talking about speech recognition and whistling,
mm-hmm.
and I was just curious to know, have we done any research into how many people can whistle, or is that a function we want in the remote? I don't, but I know a lot of people do, right?
Really?
Yeah, just, I mean, it has to be a certain kind of whistle too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, instead of a whistle, if it's got a voice recognition, you could have it just, where are you?
Yeah.
That's costly though. A much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping,
mm-hmm.
Shouting, you know. And then would the response be it beeps back at you or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me set this up. So plug it in, press F5. Function F5?
Function F8 for the
Or function F8.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to twiddle the thing in the box, I think.
Okay. I think it's just to lock it in. It's got it.
Okay.
Okay. So as the industrial designer, my job is to take in input from you guys. So it's good you went first. And I jotted down some notes as to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. So Raj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And he mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, was this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose a remote. There could be a little microphone on it, and any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, and it'll beep back and say, you know, oh, here I am, or something
of
the sort.
That would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud noise on
it, that's true. Well, maybe you could have a, that would be a consideration to take into account, yes. That's for later down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy and not computery, right? So more low tech and not too many buttons. So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately, all I had to work on was our corporate archives of the great products we've made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains, or high-speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with industrial design of these.
If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with that.
Right. So, I figured, just put them all together. You got a caffeine-powered space shuttle train transport to your TV. And as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's, you know, for the cowboy and all of us. Just, I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Well, I like that design.
Yeah, it's I mean, you could have a, you know.
Is that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operation?
Right. So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros. And we got to sell 25 of them, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Okay, so I missed those numbers.
So we're making that at 12 and a half.
Okay. Well, I guess more realistically then. We need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer casing, cheap plastic, you know, that should be just like a tenth of the price, maybe, or less. An energy source, which would probably just be your regular batteries. We don't want
to
have it.
Is it possible to have the rechargeable idea? Is that
a
little base station or something?
Yeah, we could do that too. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries, you don't need to provide, well, we provide the first batteries, but
yeah.
It's more, that's cheaper.
Right.
I mean, if you think about the space stations, well, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of
battery
self-connecting brake in it, so.
Right, the user interface, the canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons, but since we're a cutting-edge company, we, of course, will have alternatives like speech recognition, whistling recognition, and rocket power behind our product. And lastly, the transmission interface is just some engineering thing you don't have to worry about. So here's, you know, a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control have parts, and those parts look like that. And, you know, it's got a little operating procedure that looks something like that. And I suppose we all know how it works because we've all used it. And we wouldn't be in a company designing remote controls if we didn't know what they were. So, personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, non-volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe their preferred volume settings so that when they turn it on, it's not blasting.
That's a good idea, actually. I like the programmable
options.
Yeah,
me too. Oh, okay. And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, they take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work if we add these bells and whistles. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll put that back.
Oh, that's tight.
Right, also, so, I noticed I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to forward it on to you. It is, so I'll find it, so.
Okay, I don't think we need to screw it in, just push it.
We had that to disinclude teletext because it's become outdated and nobody uses the internet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to say with that. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television.
Okay.
And instead of colors and sort of color options, they want corporate color and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate color?
Yellow.
Yellow.
I presume. Everything, all the sort of, you know, the corporate website and everything is yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And the logo, the sort of slogan we put for fashion and electronics. I don't know exactly how to sort of incorporate. I mean, I guess if you're going for a sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. now, we had, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we'll pretty much take that one as read.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
Although the danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
No, enough buttons, you mean?
Yeah.
So
well,
sort of strike a balance between a few and a.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we're just cutting on the.
On the number of buttons.
I do, however, have this from over my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That they don't want teletext on.
Okay, cool.
Maybe Raj, you could find out what people would think about that, and we're going to send some information about that. About what people, other people would require teletext and remote teletext option in the remote control. Okay. So I take it your position now is that the bells and whistles we've got to come up with the. A gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from a little bits of web chat that I'm getting sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, an iPad display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design of Rav. Sorry, Raj. Some people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess if there's a sort of thing about standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style drop down menus and whatever, I think maybe that's quite a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, where you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit that sort of menu at the top, you have it goes to a different selection of
buttons,
yeah. So it keeps it simple.
Okay.
Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material,
okay.
I was thinking.
So,
I guess that would be cheaper than that.
May I say something about this?
Yeah.
If I think it's really, really very important point, if we look at the market, those people, 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. But
that's lost.
Yeah, are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something. And it glows in the dark. Both these factors, both these points will help them to locate the where they have kept this remote control.
Mm-hmm.
And this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay, cool. Speech recognition, take it.
Oh, it's.
No products.
There was a remote control that came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels, and then you say, you know, like a BBC One, and it goes to that channel. Yeah, it didn't work very well, though, because of this noise interference problem.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned, you know, if the television says you're listening to BBC One.
Yeah, an advert for BBC Two on BBC One will switch the channel for you, kind of thing.
Right, and so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching the TV, and then all of a sudden it'd pick up a noise and turn it off, or you know, or turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear or something, that will activate the remote control start.
Right.
So like a kind of backwards remote.
Right,
yeah.
And then it would do just, you know, subtractive kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker, or not a remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker and a transmitter there that sends back to your remote, because you can't expect the television manufacturers to put that feature into their TVs.
That's the only thing.
But
yeah,
then you have like a little separate module by the TV speaker.
That comes with our remote control.
Right, and then the remote control will know what's being produced by the television. Right. Right. Yeah, that's certainly possible. Then another thing is about this losing the remote and trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change a channel or to turn the TV on and off. You just shout your command to it, and it would do it for you if it's within, you know, within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be somewhere in the room that you have no idea where it is, and it would still do its job.
That could also be built into the TV, though, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we're ahead of the curve.
Okay.
I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think rather than, and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and not working very well and things like that.
And the expense.
The expense and the time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is if you're also wanting the kind of organic, globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen. But I guess not. I'll just pretend that's not a problem. and how are you about that glow in the dark material? Is that
maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion are more important, so maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest a different color.
Yeah, no, the material's cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
If you're
so
if you're sitting in the dark for too long, it won't glow
I
anymore.
Stand under the couch cushions
Right.
Okay, well, we can still use the glow in the dark as a gimmick, essentially.
Yeah, because what I thought maybe.
If we're going to have a logo on as well, like yellow logo on our slogan.
Slogan,
then, you know, they're going to be fairly bright and colored anyway. And you can have sort of a trimming as well, mm-hmm. if they're glow in the dark, you know, just a skimming.
Because, yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see the rip and draw.
Alright, so
that was more of
a gimmick. If we're going to go with the idea of feedback, sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuffs that one out, do you think?
Mm.
It makes it feel like necessary.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Okay, so let's go with that. So we've got, do we want to go with the TFT idea?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of features now. I think.
Well, I mean, I think the sort of finder things. I mean, it's could probably write a circuit diagram for that as
well.
Yeah.
Well, I think a consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot. You know, they get thrown around. There's a good chance that the TFT screen would break or get damaged. They're pretty fragile.
So is that one of our definite requirements that
No, I mean, well, that was going on Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we'll stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. So that's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You were finding out about teletext. Or you did find that
speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of a expensive.
Oh no, it's much cheaper than the TFT. It's just a microphone and some integrated circuits. And it'd be a small vocabulary speech recognition system, like a.
Well, that kind of takes back the RF, the RF remote sort of idea as well. Okay. Decisions. Votes. Let's vote. Who wants TFT? So we'll go with speech recognition, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I haven't written down in there for falling out of my head? Programmability.
Do you want me to do
it? It's not too expensive. I think it's a good gimmick.
Okay, and also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're not already in there as well? So it just helps me.
Yeah,
summarize,
yeah.
And I'll put I'm putting anything I do in there anyway, so.
In where is it, sorry?
Project documents.
So it should be when you save
my scenario controller
on your desktop. So go save as.
Okay.
Is it in shared document?
And then hit that little folder up thing again.
Project documents, yeah, it's on your desktop.
All the way to the top. Yeah, it's up to desktop. Right, and then project documents.
And I'm getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them down, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting, and then the meeting turned up, so.
Did you get my email?
I did, yeah.
Just making sure.
What I thought as well about the material is maybe not this kind of material, but maybe more like this kind of rubbery material. It's a bit more bouncy, like you said, they get chucked around a lot. A bit more durable, and that can also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all other remote controls. The rubber rather
more sort of flesh-like than plasticky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But we have to take care of like, but we have to take care of our children also. If they miss, if children catch hold of you or if they chew it, it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use.
Oh no, ethics.
To safety point of view also, we have to take care.
I think with the more organic shape of it, it won't be as, we won't just have many sharp corners and that, so that's something good. I don't know.
We could go
we
could go completely out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, foam ball, and it's got the thing on the inside, and there's no buttons at all, it's always on, and you just yell at it, and
that's
it works.
A good idea.
And then
yeah.
Children
yeah.
will love
it's
it.
It's going to be a big yellow.
Oh, yellow, yellow
yeah,
ball, right.
With the colour, does it have to be all yellow? Do you know?
Please, God, no. Well, I mean, my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror, so
yeah.
I think just having a
small logo.
Logo.
Okay.
With the like, a small yellow strip or yellow scale with the logo in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Let's see if I can argue with the boss about putting the. What is it? We put fashion into. Can't remember, I forgot the one. We put fashion in the electronics.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, that. Yeah.
I bet that'll catch on then. Okay, any last worries, queries?
12:30.
Okay. So. I know what you're thinking. Okay, then, lunchtime.
That's good.
Okay, I felt like more like something with order and some reason to it than the last one. This is quite fun, actually.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody pressed OK? It'll vibrate.
Yeah. Oh, just on your first page.
Yeah,
just like
got
like
slower,
yeah, I've been using up the pages.
I don't want to wait for it.
Finish the meeting then.
Another questionnaire.